AM 630.
WMAL. Well, good morning. As Vince Colon is here with Sarah Westwood. In for the vacation in Mary Walter. Thank you, Sarah. Let's see here. We got Cal Thomas joining us now. He's a syndicated columnist, regular guest here on Mornings on the Mall. Cal, good morning, sir.
Hey, Ben. It's good to see you. How'd you let Mary get away to go skiing? My goodness.
I don't know. I can't convince her to stick around. I can't.
You need a new agent.
Yeah, I got to work on that. We need some Mary. But Sarah's doing a game job this morning for us, so we appreciate that.
That's great.
Let's talk about the Olympics for a second, because I want to get your thoughts on sort of a cultural moment. The Olympics had terrible ratings. It's closing ceremonies. Not that many people watched it relative to past Olympics, and that just keeps dropping. We've seen it happen in the NFL, too, as ratings slipping. But there's also other cross-currents going on with both of those sports where a bunch of the athletes and people who were involved were staking out, like, political positions. Does that have anything to do with it?
Yeah, I do. I think it does. Lindsey Vonn, you know, the American skier, made some anti-Trump statements prior to the Olympics. This stuff doesn't sit well with a lot of people. I didn't watch any of the Olympics for the first time since I can't remember. The other thing is, I think there are too many of them. There used to be like every, 4 years, 6 years, something like that, and the buildup was great. But now it's all formulaic, and all the interviews and the soft music and the personal stories, and it goes on and on, and people just have other choices. But I do think that politics has invaded and sullied many, many sports, and people, as we've talked about before, don't tune in for that sort of thing. They get their politics on cable TV, they get it on talk radio, they get it in the newspapers. They want to escape. They want something beside politics when they watch the Oscars or the Emmys or the Olympics. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one reason why, I don't do many predictions, but I don't think the Oscars are going to do well either, although there may be the curiosity factor after the Weinstein Me Too thing, just to see how that works. But you know it's going to be another anti-Trump bash, anti-Republican bash, pro-gun control, all of the rest. It's so predictable.
Yeah, and that'll be next week Sunday. You already have Jimmy Kimmel, who's hosting it, saying that he's actually steering clear entirely of the Me Too movement. They're not going to talk about Hollywood sexual misconduct at the Oscars. He says, I don't think you can go too far. I'm still doing a comedy show, and I need to be funny and entertain my audience. But I also think that we've matured enough to the point where we can accept late-night talk show hosts speaking about a serious subject. I think it's almost necessary now. Anyway, so this show is not about reliving people's sexual assaults, he goes on to say.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's got to be the big elephant in the room, isn't it? I mean, it's the first award show for the Oscars since all of this stuff broke, and we've seen in soundbite after soundbite and video clip after video clip, all of these actors from Meryl Streep to a number of others praising Harvey Weinstein, hugging Harvey Weinstein, talking about how wonderful he is. And then we also, in the past couple of Oscars, we had all of these kind of subtle things suggesting that Harvey may not have been as pure as the driven snow when consorting with young actresses. It was kind of a wink, wink, hey, everybody gets this, right? But we're not going to out him because he's making us a lot of money. Well, how could you ignore it? I mean, if anything, there ought to be some upfront apology for the way we behaved, and we want to tell the public that we're going to be better, and we've got this group of women who have started this organization to help protect young female actresses and report any abuses. I think that ought to be right up front, right out of the box. But if Kimmel isn't going to say it, I mean, it's like not apologizing for causing a head-on collision.
Well, let's point out the something that seems to get lost every time we talk about Jimmy Kimmel, and I don't mean we, you and I, but we as a culture.
Yeah.
He hosted The Man Show. I mean, Jimmy Kimmel hosted a show in which women got in bikinis and jumped on a trampoline for, like, whole segments. So this is kind of treacherous territory for him, I would say.
I must have missed that. I guess.
Yeah, Comedy Central, The Man Show. He hosted with Adam Carolla. Remember, it was.
Oh, geez.
Anyway, so that's a part of his life as well.
thanks for putting that image in my head so early in the morning.
Yeah, sorry about that. Well, I figured I need to wake you up a little bit.
Yeah, I'm wide awake now.
Let's Sarah, you have something for him?
Sure. Well, do you think that that this effect has carried over into the NFL and to other sporting events? I mean, do you think that any entertainment-oriented programming is being tainted by politics is going to start losing its audience?
Yeah, well, look at Jay Leno when he hosted the Tonight Show. I mean, he was equal opportunity. I mean, he poked fun, and it was fun, at both parties and presidents of the Republican or Democrat stripe. And it usually wasn't mean-spirited. These guys now act as liaisons with the Democratic National Committee. They're up there. They're mean. They're personal in their attacks on President Trump. Here's Barbara Streisand, who blames Trump now for the Florida shooting. He brings out the violence in people. Nicholas Cruz was out of his mind. He was mentally incompetent. He had absolutely nothing to do with Donald Trump. And this is the kind of great analysis you get from these people who think that their fame qualifies them to talk about political things. Mm-hmm. And this is, I mean, the public, look at what the NRA and Delta and United Airlines, that's going to come back to hurt them, because an awful lot of people can, they may not have the power of these big elite groups, but they do have the power of the pocketbook, and they can turn the channel, and they cannot buy the product, and they cannot fly the airline. And so they really better be careful. Some of these companies that deal with the public on a massive basis, because there can be a strike back, and that's what we're seeing with the NFL: the lower ratings, the fewer people coming to the games. And if this kind of stuff continues, people will get out of the habit of watching and going to games and participating in things. And once you've lost the habit and get used to other things, it's very difficult to bring people back. Certainly they say that in television with appointment viewing.
Cal, with the 30 seconds we have left, the president set to meet with bipartisan group of lawmakers today to discuss gun measures. What should come out of this?
Well, look, the bump stock thing, it's not a problem. I mean, that's fine, but it's a minor thing. But I do think raising the age limit for these bigger guns to 21 is not a bad idea, but most of it is all symbolic. I mean, the prisons are full of people who break laws. The only thing that laws do is cause people who are law abiders to abide by the laws. You can pass all kinds of laws. There are laws against murder. People
right.
murder people. There are laws against stealing and embezzlement. People steal and embezzle. There are laws, all kinds of laws. The law abiders obey the laws.
That's so, right.
Passing more laws isn't the answer. Having some better mental health approaches to this is the answer for people like Cruz.
All right, Cal Thomas, thank you as always. Look forward to talking to you next week. We'll bring Mary back.
Thanks,
for
Aaron Vince. Bye.
All right, take care. 644 on WMAL.